Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Transformational Truths, the podcast designed to help leaders start well, stay well, and finish well. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. In today's topic, we're in part four of our series on emotional health, and we're continuing our conversation on attachment styles and how they impact our relationships. Now, today, in the last installment of this series on attachment, I want to talk about secure attachment, and it's going to be a great way to wrap up this conversation. But before we jump in, can I ask you a question? Have you ever seen one of these wannabe race cars on the street? I think you know what I'm talking about, right? It's got the loud muffler, maybe it's got the spoiler on the back and tinted windows. It sounds fast and it looks fast, but when you pop open the hood, it's still just a four-cylinder engine. I would argue that this is often a metaphor for modern leadership culture, because oftentimes leaders are over-equipped with amazing skills, but underdeveloped with the internal capacity to last in leadership while loving it, right? On the outside, everything looks great, but when you pop the hood, something is missing. In fact, did you know that the top three predictors of longevity in both leadership and relationships is emotional health, relational intelligence, and spiritual development? I think we've got a ton of great and very important conversations out there around the doing of leadership, but I don't think we have nearly enough about the inner world of the leader, and it's taking its toll. I mean, gifted men and women are getting frustrated, they're getting discouraged, and many are just walking away. And that's why I started the Leadership Institute for Core Development. I have curated 12 teachings that I share over a period of 6 months that will equip you to thrive emotionally, relationally, and spiritually. Now, if you're ready to join the next cohort or you just want more information, you can send me an email at info@travishall.net, or you can find that in the show notes. You can also just go to my website, travishall.net, and find more information. I want to help you build a life that feels as good as it looks. Okay, one more announcement before we jump in. My brand new book that I've co-authored with my very dear friend Ben Daly is finally available. It's called Enough, Living a Life Beyond Performance. Listen, the testimonies keep rolling in, and we are so excited about the freedom that people are getting from the message that's in this book. You can grab your copy at my website, travishall.net. Okay, so listen, in this wrap-up episode in this series on attachment styles, I want to take a bit of a deeper dive into attachment to give you a broader understanding, and then we're going to tackle the last form of attachment. Okay, so there's basically only two types of attachment. Now, I know some of you who've listened up to this point, you're saying, wait a minute, Travis, I thought you said there's four. Actually, there's two types of attachment, but there's four variations. Let me explain. There's secure attachment and there's insecure attachment. But there just happens to be three variations of insecure attachment. And that's what we've covered up to this point. If you've missed those episodes, you can go back and catch up later. Early on in attachment theory, we understood attachment to be something that developed very early in our childhood. And it really depended on the emotional predictability and dependability of our parents. Okay, so the emotional predictability and dependability of our parents basically informed how we would attach. And attachment style is essentially just coping mechanisms, right? They're emotional and relational coping mechanisms. So let me break this down. Someone that might have anxious attachment probably grew up in a home where proximity to their parents was attainable, but their parents were unpredictably available. And that produced this anxious attachment style. Somebody dealing with what we would call a dismissive or dismissive avoidant attachment style probably grew up in a home where proximity to the parent is no longer attainable and the parents are predictably unavailable. So basically, you start to learn this self-reliance and this self-care. Like emotionally, they were predictably unavailable. They weren't going to be available to be there for you. And so you sort of adopt this, you know what, I knew you wouldn't be there anyways, so I don't need you anyways, right? And we carry that into adulthood. Now, someone with a fearful avoidant attachment, this is where things get really, really intense. This is probably where we grew up with parents who were both unpredictable and they were definitely unavailable. Now, oftentimes, this is also where emotional needs are definitely not being met, but in extreme cases, it's even abusive, and it can overwhelm the child's ability to cope. All right. Last but not least, there is secure attachment. And if you have a secure attachment, you probably grew up in a house where your parents, you probably can already guess, they were predictably available and proximity was absolutely attainable. Now, we've come to learn that attachment can actually form at any point in life after we've gone through painful circumstances, especially different forms of trauma. So both a post-traumatic stress disorder and complex trauma. The complex trauma is basically slow drip trauma. It's trauma that happens slowly over time. Both of those forms of trauma can cause us to adopt an attachment style as a coping mechanism. It's how we're trying to cope with pain that we haven't healed from, pain that we might not even realize is present. And as we heal, we move back towards a secure attachment. And that is God's will for your life, and that's God's will for my life, and that's what God wants for all of us, to attach securely to Him and to attach securely to the people around us. And secure attachment is what we're going to cover today. So here's what I've done in every episode. I've started with a quick review of what we've already learned so far, so that's what I'm going to do today. There are, as I said, four variations of attachment style. There's fearful avoidant, dismissive avoidant, there's anxious preoccupied, and there's secure attachment. Remember, attachment styles are not fixed. We absolutely can heal and we can move towards a more secure attachment style. And remember, attachment styles do often develop in childhood, but they also can emerge later on in life as we go through difficult or traumatic experiences. In the last episode, we took a really deep dive into the anxious preoccupied attachment style. But today, I'm going to talk about secure attachment. It is the form of attachment that produces sustained joy, healthier and more fulfilling relationships. It's what every single one of us want in our lives. It's what every one of us wants for our spouse and what we want for our children. And if you're in ministry by chance, it's what you want for the people that you lead and pastor. It's what I believe is God's will for all of us. And I believe that Jesus is committed to helping us heal towards being securely attached to both Himself and to those around us. So let me start with an overview of secure attachment, all right? Securely attached people are emotionally very resilient, and they are going to be known for being relationally flexible. These are very easy people to be around. You do not have to ever walk on eggshells around securely attached people, okay? The highs don't get them too high. The lows don't get them too low. They're steady. There's a sense of emotional consistency that comes from this really organic confidence. And I'm going to save this conversation for another episode, but I would also say that comes from having a secure sense of your identity in Christ, right? When we are securely attached to God, this is a whole other conversation. But when we're securely attached to God, we begin to develop this incredibly sense of organic confidence. When you're securely attached, you're not only going to welcome feedback, you're going to seek feedback from the people around you, okay? You're going to be secure enough to consider a wide range of viewpoints, and you're going to be able to manage your emotions really, really well. Now, if you don't have secure attachment, that can feel very threatening, okay? And you're going to avoid feedback, probably at all costs. You're not going to be uncomfortable with relational or emotional intimacy if you're securely attached, because you're going to have very little need for approval from others. Okay, now that doesn't mean that you won't have insecurity. It simply means that you know your insecurities don't define you, and you're 100% okay with not only owning them, but you're going to be okay with sharing them openly to help other people. Typically, if you're securely attached, you're going to look for relationships and friendships with other people who value emotional health and growth, right? Because you're securely attached, you're basically going to adopt the perspective, I really don't have time for a lot of drama in my life. I don't want it. I want to be around people who value emotional development and they want to be healthy in relationship. Okay. You want to be around people who are committed to moving towards secure attachment. You're going to want to be able to fully express yourself if you're securely attached, because you know that your emotions and experiences are going to be acknowledged and validated by the people around you. So you're very intentional about your relationship. It's not that you can't have relationship with broken people, but you won't want to stay in a relationship with broken people who are committed to remaining broken. Individuals with a secure attachment style are generally able to form close relationships, and those relationships are going to be characterized by mutual respect, effective communication, and emotional support. And all right, now something to remember. Relationships are extremely important for someone who is securely attached. Okay. Relationships are never secondary, and they are typically, they're very trustful of others. Now, when you have a secure attachment, you're going to feel very comfortable expressing your thoughts. You're going to feel comfortable expressing your feelings and even your needs. You're not going to think about walking around eggshells with people because that's not normal to you. That's not needed for you. And sometimes you'll be misunderstood. If you're around people with an insecure attachment and you feel really comfortable expressing thoughts, feelings, and needs, that might come off to them as a little bit threatening, a little unusual, and they might not know how to necessarily take you, okay? You're going to be very transparent and genuine in your communication. In turn, this is what you're going to value from other people because you long to create an atmosphere of trust and authenticity in your relationships, all right? Something else you're going to notice with secure attachment, when you're securely attached, you're going to notice a very non-defensive and non-judgmental attitude. You're going to be able to listen to feedback. You're going to be able to discuss challenging topics without becoming defensive or escalating into unnecessary conflict. Now, here it is. Here's the primary need for someone with a secure attachment. You ready? The primary need for someone with a secure attachment is to feel seen, heard, and valued in their relationships. Now, securely attached individuals, they're going to seek relationships with people who can provide them with that emotional support and understanding because typically they're able to do this really well and they want relationships where they can receive this in return. All right, so there's the rundown on secure attachment, but now I want to look at 9 ways that secure attachment might show up in marriage. All right, number 1, open and honest expression of emotion. That's right, you don't have to hide your emotions. Securely attached people feel very comfortable expressing their thoughts and their feelings and their needs in their marriage, all right? Number 2, active listening. Securely attached individuals, typically speaking, can be very, very good listeners. They actively listen to their spouse. They pay attention to their spouse's body language. They genuinely want to understand their spouse's perspectives, even if they disagree. And they will validate their feelings because they want to create a safe space for open and meaningful dialogue. This is very important for someone who has secure attachment. Number 3, empathy and understanding. So individuals who are securely attached, they really organically possess this natural ability to empathize with their spouse's emotions and their spouse's experiences. Even if they're foreign to them, they have this really unique ability to step into their spouse's shoes. And this is much harder to accomplish when we're insecurely attached because when our spouse starts having experiences that we don't relate to, we start to feel insecure and a little bit threatened. Number 4, non-defensive attitudes, right? Imagine how far marriages can go, how fewer arguments we could have with a non-defensive attitude when you start having high-stakes conversations. Because securely attached individuals, they're going to approach communication without defensiveness or judgment, right? They're able to listen to feedback from their spouse. They're able to discuss challenging topics without this escalating into another argument. Instead, what their focus is on understanding where their spouse is coming from and then finding mutually beneficial solutions together. Okay, number 5, assertiveness. This is important because if you have gone through unhealed traumatic experiences, whether it's traditional what we'd call trauma or complex trauma, and you've got all these unhealed wounds in your heart, you're going to adopt a coping mechanism that's probably going to be an insecure attachment style. Okay, and you probably would have a really hard time asserting yourself and being honest about who you are and what you like and what you don't like and what you prefer and what you don't prefer. Securely attached people have no problem expressing their needs to their spouse, right? Or boundaries for that matter. They communicate their desires and their concerns assertively, but they do it respectfully, right? We're not talking about being demeaning when we talk about being assertive. I think that's a problem in just American culture in general. We think assertive means disrespect. No, a securely attached person can be assertive and very respectful and maintain this beautiful harmony between advocating for themselves and at the same time considering their husband or their wife's perspective, right? That's something that we all can value. Number 6, you're going to see secure attachments show up in conflict resolution. Oh man, that's a big one. I feel like this is its own episode. Securely attached people will possess this effective conflict resolution capacity, right? I mean, they're going to stay calm in conflict. They're probably going to use I statements a lot to express their feeling like, well, here's how I feel. They're not going to make accusations, right? That's what it means to use I statements. You're like, well, I feel. They're not going to say, you always. Nope. Instead, they're going to say, you know what? I just feel like you're not hearing me, or I feel like you don't value what I value. So they're going to use those I statements. They're going to actively seek resolutions that benefit both, right? Not just their preferences. They want the marriage to thrive. And they're going to prioritize finding common ground and maintaining that emotional connection, right? So even if there's disagreement, it doesn't have to turn into indifference and two people are giving each other the cold shoulder for 3 days, right? They're going to bed not talking to each other, turning their backs to each other. No. When you're securely attached, you prioritize the marriage and the relationship, and you're able to have differences without indifferences. Number 7, validation and affirmation. When you have a secure attachment, you're going to be really good at validating and affirming your spouse's emotions and their experiences. You're going to acknowledge their feelings. You're going to offer them support, and you're going to provide reassurance. And I mean, this creates this beautiful environment of emotional safety, and it just deepens your bond because you're free to just talk to each other about the scary stuff in your heart, about the difficult things in your heart. All right, number 8, this is a big one, emotional availability. So securely attached people, they're going to be emotionally available. They're willing to listen. They're willing to empathize. They're willing to take interest. They're going to respond with sensitivity to their spouse's emotional needs. And number 9, last but not least, intimacy and connection. Okay. When you're securely attached, you're going to value and prioritize intimate connection with your spouse. You're going to view emotional intimacy as a primary value. And that obviously that's going to roll over into physical intimacy in the context of marriage. And you're constantly working to deepen that emotional bond, all right? So those are 9 ways that secure attachment might show up in marriage. Now, I want to share a few ways that being securely attached could impact your leadership if you're in a leadership role, okay? Number 1, it's going to help you build trust and collaboration on your team, right? Because securely attached leaders, they're trust builders, right? This is just who they are, because you're going to encourage collaboration. You're going to make room for failure. So the team feels safe to try new things, because if there's no room to fail, no one's ever going to try to do something different or think outside of the box. All right. Number 2, there's going to be a high value on transparent communication. So insecure attachment is always going to want people to tell them what they want to hear. But secure attachment promotes open and honest communication among team members. And this builds team chemistry and it builds empathy. And we can all agree, this becomes a very healthy and desirable work environment, right? Who doesn't want transparent and open, honest communication? Number 3, emotional intelligence. Leaders with secure attachment are likely to have higher emotional intelligence. And this helps everybody on the team to understand and manage their own emotions, right? I think another thing to note is that somebody who is securely attached, they're not going to be easily manipulated. And here's why. Because they're very secure in their own sense of self. And I don't say this arrogantly, and we shouldn't carry this arrogantly, but they're basically okay with other people not liking them. They're okay. They have a sense of autonomy. They know their value. They know their worth. They're securely attached to God, and they like themselves. So they're okay if everyone doesn't like them. Number 4, flexibility. Man, that's huge, right? This is huge. Securely attached leaders are more adaptable, and they're going to be more resilient in the face of challenges. And this builds morale, it builds confidence, and it builds security on the team. Number 5, okay, empathy and support. So a securely attached leader is going to equip other leaders with a strong capacity for empathy, and they're going to provide emotionally healthy support to their team members. This sets the tone. Right? So the internal world of those that the leader, he or she is leading, it's important, right, to a securely attached leader that they're emotionally healthy on the inside. And they're going to find ways to invest in the emotional well-being of their team. All right. Number 6, there's only 2 more. Number 6, independence and interdependence, right? It's not either or, it's both and. And people who are securely attached, they strike a balance between independence and interdependence in all of their relationships, including the working relationship, right? They value their own autonomy, but they still nurture a sense of togetherness and partnership. And last but not least, when it comes to the context of leading and being securely attached, you're going to see a greater level of longevity and commitment, Why? I mean, it's because securely attached leaders are more likely to form committed and enduring relationships. You want to be around this person. You want to work with this person. You want to build something with this person, right? If you're going to go through difficult times, man, we want to go through that with securely attached leaders and people because they prioritize healthy organizational relationships. And this creates this undeniable chemistry and this incredible connection with the team. That wraps up our series on attachment styles. Listen to me. Remember, attachment styles, they're not fixed. No matter where you find yourself on this spectrum of secure or insecure attachment, we can heal and move towards a secure attachment style, and you do not have to do it alone. Okay? Jesus is committed to helping you heal the broken spaces and places in your life. The wounds that are on your soul, in your soul, He is completely committed to helping you heal. Jesus went to the cross. He endured all of that suffering. He endured all of that pain, and He rose again. And for everyone who calls on the name of Jesus, He lives on the inside of us, and He is committed to helping you and I heal the wounds that hold us back. Remember, you can't go forward in life and win until you're first willing to go backwards and heal. If Transformational Truths is helpful to you, please do me a favor. Take a moment. Go over to Apple iTunes. Rate the show. Write us a quick review that really helps us get our message in front of the right people. I want to help you build a life that feels as good as it looks. Until next time.